Well, hey, we're in a series. Anybody know what that series is called? iTunes. Everybody say iTunes. We've been talking about the idea that your heart is a what? Stereo. Yes, it is. It tunes in, doesn't it? Doesn't it tune in? Praise God. I hope my iPad tuned. There we go. All right, now we're jamming. All right. Hey, listen, how many of you know that your heart is just like a stereo, though? It tunes in to certain frequencies in things. And we've been talking about that over the last several weeks, so I don't want to belabor with you with the idea. But truthfully, you know, here's a stereo. Anybody remember phonographs? 45s in. Come on, say it. 45s in. 33s. That was the good old days, right? Vinyl, when you actually had to go and buy a record. But I remember that? You know, I heard that's coming back. I heard people, you can go and buy vinyl again. That's amazing. I hope a lot of other things go backwards. Anybody thinking what I'm thinking? How many of you know the world was pretty good a few years ago? All right. But anyway, hey, with that being said, we're going to press on. And what we've done is every week I've talked to you about a principle of the heart, a principle of the heart. And we married it to songs that we've been preaching and teaching with. All right. So for example, you know, a few weeks ago we used Shake It Off, you know, and Taylor Swift. What was that song? Shake It Off. Oh, yeah, that's a Taylor Swift song. Sorry about that. So every week, well, today you're fortunate blessed because today is flashback 80s. 80s, all right? Some of you, well, a little bit, we got a couple in there that are a little bit further than that. But let's just see where these songs take us, all right? So here we go. Let's check this out. You know. Oh, no. I can't believe that. Playing that in church. How about this? Come on, Rocky. We all ought to stand up and salute the Rocky song. All right?
It's a fight.
Look at this hair. You gotta love the hair. That's the only reason this is on the video. The hair. How about this?
The feeling.
Hey, look, Alex. Looks like Alex, our drummer, right there. How about this one?
Don't stop believing. Hold on to my sweet life. Before. Don't stop believing.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Anybody know who that is? You sinners. Sinners. You guys know who that is. Steve Perry. I know. Anybody name the group? Journey. Well, you guys are really good sinners. Really good sinners. No, hey, listen. Here's the truth. What's the name of the song, though? Don't stop what? Believing. Don't stop believing. Man, there's a message in that, y'all. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. If there's one thing I want you to hear this morning, it's that you are to have a believing heart. A believing heart. A heart full of belief. Here's the truth. You ready? Your heart is full already. I don't even know that. It's full of unbelief and belief. Now, the goal of, or at least my goal today, is to convince you that, above all things, you should have a heart of belief. You should be just like Steve Perry. Don't stop believing. I know I can't sing. That's why nobody hires me to do that stuff. But listen, here's the truth. I can sing good in my shower. I don't know what it is. Anybody else? Anybody else like you are the bomb in the shower? I could cut a CD right there in this. I ain't lying. I'm that good. Maybe, I don't know how you, Michelle doesn't think so, but I do. I do. All right? But nevertheless, here's the truth. The truth of the matter is you're to have a believing heart. Now, it's funny, as I was researching this message and really kind of doing my homework on my part, I searched the web. I searched archives. I did a bunch of research trying to find a message that has ever been preached on how to have a believing heart. That seems pretty simple, right? How to have a believing heart. And you know what? I found nothing. Nothing, zero. I'm not saying that someone hasn't done it. Please don't misunderstand. I just couldn't find it or couldn't locate it, okay? But I thought it was interesting. There are so many messages on how to prosper, how to have healing, how to do this and how to be that, and how to believe for this and how to believe for that. There are very few messages, though, on the simple idea of how to have a believing heart. How to have a believing heart. Because in my world, this is important. Check this out. Proverbs 4:23 states this. Check this. Above all else, guard your heart with all diligence, for everything flows from it. Notice that. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything flows from it. From where? Your heart. So listen to this. If I'm going to change my life, I need to change my heart. It is possible. Everybody listen to this. It is possible to know 50 Bible verses in your head and it never make it to your heart. It's possible. It's possible to know everything that the Bible says in your head, but it not change your heart. The church is full of people who know a lot of Bible stuff, but they don't have a right heart. And my goal with this series is to make sure that your heart is tuning in. Your heart is tuning in. Because if we're going to change your life, we change your heart. If we change your heart, we'll change your whole life. I didn't say that. Proverbs says it. Check it. Above all else, guard your heart. That word guard there means to steward it or watch over it. For everything flows from it. So if you've got a problem in any area of your life, before you go blaming it on what you're thinking or your neighbor or this and that, this or that or the other, you need to look right at yourself and look inside your own heart. Everybody say amen to that. You believe that? I believe that with all my heart. Check this out. Here's what Jesus said. Mark 9:23. Jesus said this. If you can believe. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? If you can believe what? All things. Does it say some things? Some things sometime. No. All things are possible to them that do what? Believe. So my question is this. If the lid in which I live under, in other words, watch this. God is unlimited. He's unlimited. He is awesome, powerful, mighty. He's all those things. And he is absolutely unlimited in his ability over my life. But check this out. I can limit God through my own belief. Through my own belief. God's not going to work against my belief. He's going to work with my belief. Y'all get what I'm saying? He's never going to do anything contrary to my belief in that in what we're talking about right here. There's some that could get crazy, but you get what I'm saying. If you can believe, all things are possible to them who believes. So now we have to establish then, what does it take to believe? What does it take to believe something? What does it take? How does something get lodged in my heart to where I believe it? Well, there's a lot that could probably be said, but I'm going to give you one principle and then I'm going to give you three facets of it. All right? But really, it's one principle kind of in layers. Okay? Everybody get me so far? So now I'm going to talk about the first principle of how something gets in your heart. How many of you know people believe crazy stuff all the time? Yeah? How many of you know that? How many of you got some friends that believe crazy things? How many of you see people on TV believing crazy things? I got one for you that's really annoying me right now. Let's give Iran a nuclear bomb. Now, I don't know if that sounds crazy to you. Last time I checked over there, ain't nobody right. Why are we letting the crazies have crazy stuff? Am I the only one that thinks this way? You don't even have to. I'll say it. I'm the only one that probably thinks this. But seriously, and you get people on TV, I'm using this as an example, and this is not, I don't care which way you lean, left, right, in the middle, sideways, crooked on your head, I don't give a rip. Here's the deal. The truth of the matter is, I'm amazed at people and their reasoning and how they come up with a belief system of something they believe. Something as simple as giving crazy people weapons. Crazy. Sounds like crazy to me. All right? But yet then people can justify it and they make up all these things. And I'm like, how'd they get to believe in that? How did they believe in that? And you know what? Really, I'm using that abstract, but let's go a little bit more home. Do you know you believe crazy stuff? Do you know we all believe some crazy stuff? And listen, here's the truth. Hopefully, your crazy stuff is getting smaller. Every Sunday you come to church, hopefully the crazy pile is shrinking. Right? The things that you believe about God that are crazy are shrinking. Come on, am I right? Some of you think that God's the cosmic cop that can't wait to slap you around like whack-a-mole at Chuck E. Cheese. Y'all know that God-forsaken Chuck E. Cheese place? Now, if you work there, I'm praying for you, but those God-forsaken tickets are terrible, man. Spend $30 and buy a $5 toy and feel good about it. Tell me that ain't a gimmick. Like, yeah, we spent $30. Well, look, we got the thing that sticks to the wall. You might get a problem with that. All right, anyway, crazy things that people believe. How do beliefs get in your heart? How do beliefs get in your heart? Here's how they get in your heart. I believe this is the primary way. This is the primary way. You ready? I'm going to give you three principles. You can take these, write them down, whatever. But number one, check this out. Speak it out. You speak it out. You speak it out. What you say goes into your heart. This is a powerful principle that we need to learn. Check this out. The Bible says this. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. What did God do? Did God think that? Did he have a happy thought? No, what did he do? He spoke it. He what? Spoke it. He said it. Anything God does, he first begins with speaking. Everything. Guess what? Genesis 1:26. You were made in the image and likeness of God. That you were designed and created to be gods in the sense of little gods. You were created like him. You're a photocopy of him. You're a copy of him. You're not God. I don't even know that. You ain't God. All right, you're not omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. You're not all-powerful, not knowing all things. I know some of you, but we're moving on. We moved on. We moved on. We moved on past that statement of the women. But we moved on past that. But here's the truth. No one in here is God. God alone is God. But to the very best that God could do, he made you in his image. You're a reflection of him. And so, therefore, if you are made like him, you are designed like him and you function like him. So anything that you want to establish in your life, you first have to speak it. You first have to speak it. Hey, check this out. It's the same way you fell in love with the one you hate now. That's how it all happened. You remember back, years ago when you were loving each other? Y'all remember that? You remember when you were loving each other? You remember? You saw her, you go, oh, dude, check it out. She's hot, smoking. I'm inviting her. She's the bomb. I'm going after her. Don't even look, she's mine. You kept saying. And you walked, hey, baby. You know, right? Don't stop. Maybe you started singing, don't stop believing. Right? Or maybe it was bang, 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 bang. I don't know what it was in your world, but here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. You started talking. And when you were talking, you were like, oh, I think you're awesome. I love you. You'd go home. Hey, dad, check it out. I love her. I love her. Mom, hey, check it out. I love her. You tell me, I love her. I love her. The whole time you don't realize what's going on. You're speaking things out of your mouth, and they are wiring your heart. They are wiring your heart. Every time you would speak, wiring it up, 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 wiring it up. You are wiring your heart. You don't realize it, but you are. Every time you speak out of your mouth, you're wiring your heart. Next thing you know, you go, I'm in love. I think I'll marry her. Right? Right. And it goes along, I don't know, 5, 10, 20, 50 years, I don't know. And then one day, I can't stand her. Cannot stand her. And you say, well, how did that get there? How did that get in somebody's heart? They've been married 50 years. How can they possibly hate each other? I'll tell you how. He got around his buddies. Man, I hate my old lady. And at first, it was just a thought. And he said, just to be cool, yeah, I hate mine too. He didn't really believe that. But he said it. I don't like my old lady either. And my old lady's mean. My old lady's mean too. My old lady can't cook. My old lady can't cook either. I mean, next thing you know, you're saying all this thing. Watch this. And you're thinking in your world, I'm just being cool. I'm just hanging with the dudes. I'm just being a guy. I'm just talking. I'm this. A whole while, it's a setup. You're wiring your heart. You're wiring your heart. You're wiring your heart. You're wiring your heart. I hate my kids. I hate my family. I hate my wife. I just wish I had found that 20-something year. Hey, listen, anything that messed with you that's 20-something and you're 60-something, something's wrong. Something's bad wrong. I'll be the first to tell you. Something's wrong. All right? But you can wire your heart. You can wire your heart to believe almost anything by what you're saying. What you say wires your heart. What you say. Now, I'm using it in the context of relationships. Now, let's transfer it over in the areas of your life. I just hate my job. I just hate my job. I hate my job. Then you wonder why in your heart you hate your job. What would happen if you walked in there like the first day you got hired? I love my job. I'm so glad I get paid to do this. Praise God. First of all, people will be like, did you get fired and come back? Come on, y'all hear what I'm saying? But it affects your heart. What would happen if you woke up one day and said, you know what? I believe God is for me. No matter what I do, God is for me. And you just didn't have a happy thought. This ain't Oprah's church. All right? Listen, what if you said it out of your mouth? Man, God is for me today. God is for me. And you said it to the point that it got so in you that you believed it. And you believed it in your heart. Here's a scientific fact that as I was studying through this series, I found out that your mind is wired to convince you of what your heart believes. This is a powerful thing. Powerful thing. You can take people, get them out. Well, let's just go with this. You can put people in St. Louis, Missouri, and let them watch a shooting. And if in their hearts they want to believe something, their mind will go to work to convince them that their heart is truth. Come on, y'all hearing what I'm saying? You can almost convince your heart to believe anything. That's the way your mind was made. Check this out, everybody. God made you to where that your mind supports your belief. Now, you take it and you run it in the ditch with unbelief, and that's the negative side of that. But the truth of it is, God made you like this so you could operate by faith and by belief. He made it to where if you put something in your heart, your mind goes and convinces that that's truth. I believe God is good. Put that in my heart. My mind goes to work showing me how God is good to me. I believe that everything my hands touch shall prosper. I believe that in my heart. My mind goes to work, convincing me. I believe I love my wife. My mind goes to work, convincing me why I should. I love my kids sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. When they don't want money. And my mind goes to work, convincing me of why. Y'all hearing me? Check this out. I believe God's against me. Your mind goes to work convincing you why he is. Show you all these different things. I believe God doesn't heal. your mind will start convincing you because grandma died, so-and-so died, so-and-so, so-and-so, so. I believe God doesn't want us to prosper and be blessed. Your mind goes convincing you why it shouldn't be. I believe that God doesn't like me because I'm white, I'm black, I'm purple, I'm pink, I'm polka-dotted. Your mind starts convincing you. It's amazing what you put in your heart. Your mind will automatically start trying to convince you of what your heart says. So does it matter how your heart believes? Come on, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Out of your heart flow all. Come on, everybody say it. Say all. All my issues flow out of my heart. If I can control my heart, if I can guard my heart with all diligence, then my life can change. But if I don't guard my heart, man, I'm sunk. I'm sunk. It's going to sink me. And I can't afford it to do that. So how do things get placed in my heart? First and foremost, by you speaking it. What you're saying out of your mouth. What you're saying out of your mouth. You have an outer ear and outer ear, okay? Which allows you to hear everyone else speak. But you have an inner ear. That inner ear was made, and it goes down into your spirit. Whatever you speak out of your mouth is going right down into your heart. I'm ugly, into your heart. I'm fat, into your heart. I'm, dysfunctional, into your heart. I'm blessed, into your heart. I'm abundantly above all, down into your heart. I can do all things, down into your heart. See, this is why you can have a bunch of Bible verses in your head. They're not doing you any good if you don't speak them out of your mouth and allow it to lodge in your heart. Come on, somebody, y'all get that? Change your heart, man. Change your heart. Let me show you from the Bible how all this plays out. Look at Romans 10, 9, and 10. Something as simple as being saved. Look at it this way. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Now, we're talking about salvation here, but I believe this is applicable to every aspect of your life. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, Jesus died and rose from the dead, you shall be saved. Raised from the dead, yeah. You will be saved. Look at this. For with the heart one... Everybody look at me. Not your head. Not your head. For with the what? Heart. Hey, check this out. It is possible to believe something in your heart, but your head not get there yet. When I first gave my heart to Christ, I remember it. I gave my heart to Christ, and my head was like, but my heart was like, I'm born again. My head didn't get with my heart. It took a while for my head to catch up and start getting into agreement with my heart. But how did that belief get into my heart? Very simple. Verse 10. For with the heart one believes. Watch this. And unto righteousness, and with the mouth, look at the next part. Confession is made unto salvation. But look at the process. Look at the process. Verse 9. That if you will confess with your mouth. How? Mouth. How? Mouth. Your mouth matters. Here's what we think. We think we can say things and because they're just words, they don't ever impact our life. They're just words. They don't really matter. Hear me good. And I'm going to explain something to you real quick that you maybe have thought of like I have. You were not made to speak things out of your mouth and them not be lodged in your heart. You were not made that way. What you say out of your mouth goes directly into your heart. And anybody that speaks things out of their heart, out of their mouth, but doesn't believe things in their heart, it confuses the way they're wired. Proof. Oh, it's real easy. Anybody ever heard of Hollyweird? Otherwise known as Hollywood? Hollywood. How many of you know those folks, they may act on TV and screens and all that stuff, but there's some real flaky fruits and nuts out there. Now, you're acting bashful like I'm the only one that ever thought that. Come on, am I right? Preach it on, Pastor Charlie, I will. There's some real fruit flakes and nuts out there. And why people listen to those people about life is beyond me. Kim Kardashian ain't got a clue how to stay married, y'all. Me going to her for marriage counseling? Are you out of your mind? Well, Kim said, I don't care, Pastor Charlie said. Praise God. They ain't got a clue how to live life. Preach on, I will. Listen, and it's because they're asked to speak things, and again, I'm not against movies in Hollywood and all that. I ain't picking a fight. Well, kind of. But here's what I am saying. You were not made to speak things out of your mouth and yet believe something different in your heart. You can't do that. You were not wired that way. You were not wired that way. What it does is it confuses you. This is why I see people on TV, and if you don't know, I love guns and all that stuff, but check this out. You got people on TV, they're making billions of dollars making movies about shooting and killing people, and yet going to tell you not to own a gun. It's like, now something's wrong with me or you. I pick you. You crazy. Come on, y'all hear what I'm saying? Because they believe that the world that they live in, where they say action, cut, shoot, bang, all, they think that's real. I mean, you even talk to them, they're like, yeah, when I was playing this part, and they go back into that character. They talk about it like in third person. Well, I seriously, you ever watch them? They're like, well, my character was believing. How you know that? How you know that? You ain't that person. You. Okay. I will. All right. My point is this. You were not made to say one thing out of your mouth and yet believe something different in your heart. They do coincide. What you say out of your mouth goes right into your heart. Check this out. Let me show you another verse here about what is said about this. Look at Proverbs chapter 18. This one says it better than any. Probably. I probably could have saved me the last 15 minutes if I'd have used this one first. But then what would I have done for the last 15 minutes? Here we go. Proverbs 18:6. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. Watch this. A fool's mouth is his what? Yeah. His destruction. His what? His mouth is his destruction. Now you say, what's this got to do with what we're talking about? Jesus said, Proverbs tells us, out of your heart flow what? All your issues. All your issues. Did we determine that already? All of your issues flow out of your heart. Now the Bible is clearly teaching us this now. Look, it says, a fool's mouth is his destruction. If you have destruction in an area of your life, it's your mouth that's bringing it. Oh, God did it. No, God didn't do it. Look at this. And his lips are the snare of his what? Soul. Listen to this. Your snare around your soul has to do with what you've been speaking. We're always depressed. We're all crazy. I remember arguing. I've told you this before. I'll say it again. I remember arguing with my dad about being bipolar. He said, Charlie, you're bipolar. I said, I'm not, Dad. He said, you are. We're all crazy. All us Rileys are crazy. I said, Dad, we're not all crazy. I'm not crazy. And I told him, I said, Dad, I'm getting crazy talking to you about being crazy. This is crazy that we're arguing about being crazy. Only thing driving me crazy is you. But he had convinced himself. He said it. It was probably spoken over him as a child. And he said it. He got in agreement with it. He got in agreement to the point that his mind agreed with his heart. And now it's solid in him. You can't pull that thing out. Look at what the Bible keeps on teaching. Verse 8. For the words of a talebearer are tasty trifles. And they go, listen to this. Here's the part I want you to see right here. Listen. The words. Everybody say words.
Words.
Look at what they do. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifle. And they go down into the innermost. Isn't that what I've been saying? That your words, they don't just leave and are abstract or stand out in the distance. They go into your innermost part of your being, man. How many of you believe that's awesome? Awesome. Awesome. Check this out. I did a little bit of scientific study on this. Check this out. A heart belief, something you believe right here, is 5,000 times stronger than something you believe in your head. 5,000 times. Believe something here, you could talk to their head all day. You could tell them and tell them and tell them, and it ain't gonna work. It's 5,000 times stronger in their heart. See, because they've taken and they've planted that into themselves. They put it into themselves. Now, I'll give you a little bit of science on this, but I don't want to bore you or you to doze off on me. But check this out. Your heart has this thing called feelings.
Feelings, nothing more.
Y'all get what I'm saying? Your heart feels. Watch this. Emotions are lodged in the mind, but feelings are deeper. They're strong emotions that live in your heart. Feelings in the heart have and transmit signals. You ready? I'm going to go science on you. You ready? Nerdy. This is for all the nerds in the house. Don't raise your hand because everybody in here is cool. All right, but check this out. Check this out. Your body has transmitted signals inside of it. Believe it or not, X-ray is a form of transmitted signal. It's transmitting signals, all right? It's actually a frequency. Your body has a frequency. You following me? All right? Now watch. When you believe something in your heart, your body transmits frequencies into the rest of your vessel that line up with that. Watch, I'll give you an example. If you're a person who in your heart you worry a lot, your worrying throws off the frequency in your body and it will attack a certain area of your body with that frequency. So for example, if you worry a lot, you might have stomach problems. Why do you have stomach problems? You have stomach problems because the frequency is off in your heart. And what it does is it attacks an organ that it's related to, and it attacks your body. Therefore, people who worry a lot have stomach issues because the frequency of their heart is off. Now, what medicine has done is they've given you a pill to try and bring that frequency back into order. But the truth of the matter is, until you fix the heart, you can't really fix the problem. This is why people that, if you feel like you got the whole world on your shoulders, you feel like you carry a lot of weight, maybe in your job or whatever like this, all right? If you carry a lot, you might have back problem. You have back problem because in your heart, you feel like I got the weight of the world on me. And you got back problem not because you've hurt your back, but rather because that is a symptom of a bigger problem than in your heart, the frequencies are messed up. So the best thing you can do is get the heart right so that the frequencies act right. So quit speaking out of your mouth. I got the whole world on my back. I'm carrying everybody. Come on, y'all hearing what I'm saying? Okay, that's as nerdy as I get. I'm moving on. But there's a whole lot of science in that. That's pretty awesome. Here's the bottom line of what I want you to take home. 5,000 times stronger when you believe in your heart than in your mind. So which one is the one that we need to work on if we're going to change our life? Our heart. If we can change our heart, we can change what? Everything in our life. All right, you ready for number two? So we got to speak out. This is a different form of it. Number two, write this one down. We need to check it out. Check it out. Everybody say check it out. Check it out. Okay, so not only are we going to speak out, but we need to check out our heart. Everybody say, check out my heart. You need to do a heart checkup. Heart checkup. How is your heart doing? It affects your faith. It affects what you're believing for. It affects everything. Say, is that true? Let me show you what Jesus said. Now, for years, I did not connect what this verse was really saying. I really struggled with it because it seemed out of place to me. Matter of fact, let's do it this way. The other services, I didn't do it this way, but I think I'm going to show you this. All right? Let me show it to you this way. Mark 11, 25. Sorry. Here we go. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, for your Father in heaven may forgive you of your trespasses. Everybody see that? That's a weird verse. That's a weird verse combined with this. Look at verse 24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. Does everybody see that? That seems odd to put those verses back to back, right? Here you got one verse saying, if you're going to pray and believe for something, pray and believe for something. Next verse. And if you got any trespasses against anyone, make sure you get those right. Hey, why are we talking about trespasses? Let's talk about believing something. Come on, y'all hearing what I'm saying? Let me break it for you in context. You ready? Look at what he's talking about. Verse 22 of Mark 11. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. How many of you believe your heart is full? Come on, your heart's full. It's full of something. It's always full, right? It's either full of faith or unbelief. It's full of strife and contention, or it's full of faith. If you're going to have faith, the best thing you can do, if you're believing God for something, is get everything in your heart out so that you can have the most room you can have for your faith and your belief. Come on, y'all getting what I'm saying? You can't, here's what I'm saying. I'm going to say it real clear. You can't walk in a bunch of strife, envy, jealousy, anger, bitterness in your heart and yet have a whole lot of faith. There's not room. Something's got to go. And I would suggest that belief would not go, faith would not go, but rather jealousy, strife, unbelief, doubt, all those things get out so that you can use all that you got for faith and belief. See, we think that God doesn't want us to walk in strife one towards another because it hurts them. Really, it's hurting you more than it's hurting anybody else. It limits your faith. Say amen to that, man. That's good. I wish somebody had told me that at some point in time. That's good. I told you. 2. And Jesus said to him, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes the things which Pastor Charlie says, believes the things which the preacher says, believes the things which Joel Osteen says, believes the things in which your spouse says, well, you better believe him. Come on, y'all get what I'm saying. Here's what it says. The things which who says? He says. The person speaking it. Why is it important that you speak it? Come on, it's your heart. Your heart. Pastor Charlie, come and pray for my heart. Okay, I'll pray for your heart. But how about you speak things into your heart so I can pray in agreement with that? Mm-hmm. Because you can change your heart. Yes, you can. You can change it. Yeah, you can change it. You just got to speak it. You speak it enough, you can change it. Yeah. Look at this. He says, for if he says, will be done, and he will have whatever he says. Yes, he will. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, then what? Believe. Notice that. When you pray, you believe them things that you're praying for. Do you know how many people pray for stuff they ain't even believing for? Lord, kill them. God ain't answering that. Believe you receive them. Lord, I thank you that they're... Come on, that's what it says. It doesn't say pray. It says pray and believe the things which you pray will pass. You're to act as if the prayer that you just prayed, God is answering. That's praying in faith. Man, that's good, right? Lord, I thank you. Yeah, I mean, you may not have a dime more than what you had before you prayed. Lord, I pray for prosperity over my family. Then the Bible says, next step, thank him and believe for those things. Lord, I thank you that we're prosperous and we have more than enough. And I refuse to allow things out of my mouth that go into my heart that says anything contrary to what I just prayed, that you will prosper and bless us and increase us. That's how this thing works. That's how belief gets in your heart. My goodness, this is good preaching, y'all. Good preach. Believe the things which you receive them, and you will have them. For whatever you stand praying, if you have anything else, anything against anyone, forgive them. Do y'all see that now? See, your heart needs to be clean and not cluttered so that there's room for faith and belief to reside in you so you can believe for bigger and better. Come on, isn't that right? Man, that's so good. That's why, listen, the devil loves for you to get caught up in drama and trauma. Yes. Love, the devil loves all that. Why? How many of you know it robs you of your faith? Yes. robs you of your faith. It robs you of your faith all the time. I mean, you're believing God, you're humming along, man, you're jamming, you're doing it, you're rocking and rolling, and all of a sudden, you know, you come to church and the greeter doesn't greet you and hand you a bulletin. That doesn't happen here. Right? All right. But let's just say hypothetical. Next thing you know, you're offended. I'm offended. All right, I just can't believe. You come into church, we sit here an hour and 5 to 10 minutes, and you get out in the car, and guess what you talk about? Can you believe? I mean, I walked right by them, handed everybody else one. They don't even like me. They don't even like me. It's because I'm white. It's because I'm white. That's it. It's a white thing. I knew it. Yep, they don't even like me. They don't even like me. And I can tell they don't like me. And then you'll bounce it off of your spouse, and he ain't going to disagree. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Next thing you know, you've got this whole belief system. We're in here talking about faith and growing our faith and believing God for big things. And you have got your heart so cluttered with drama and trauma and pain and rejection that you can't believe God for anything. You're still trying to deal with you. Come on, y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'm using church as an example. It can happen in your workplace. It can happen at Myers. It can happen anywhere you do life, right? Absolutely. How does it get there? You have a thought. You get a feeling. It starts rearing up. You start speaking it. You start giving it power. Next thing you know, it's cluttering your heart, and you can't believe God for big things. How many of you know you need to keep your heart clean? Keep it uncluttered. Keep it cleaned out. Keep it washed out so that your heart. I think of the parable of the seed and the sower. Matthew chapter 13. Jesus said, you know, he sowed the seed. The sower did. He sowed the seed. And some, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, choked out the seed. And it didn't produce anything in them. You know? And another one talks about the seed falling on the stony ground. Someone with a hard heart. Come to church. Yeah, I hear you. Hear you. Yeah, all right. Where are we eating? Hard-hearted. You know what I mean? Nothing can penetrate that. You know? Here's what I've come to the conclusion of. I can preach. I can preach to all the people that come here on a weekend. I can preach to everybody. And there are some people that come in with a soft heart, which is where I think everyone in here's heart is, right, by faith, if anything else, all right? All right, and what happens is they get the word of God, it goes down into their hearts, and man, they come alive. They're like, man, I can do this. I can believe God for something. And then the other people, it's not that the word is different, it's they receive it in their heart different. And they get sit there and go, well, yeah, that's good. I ain't taking that, though, and I ain't listening to that. Forgive, whatever. You know, I ain't doing all that. I think that's a good principle to live by if you're going to live that way, but I just don't know if I can do that. And then they wonder why I just don't get nothing out of church. Well, God ain't getting much out of your church world either. Come on, y'all hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Let the word of God transform your heart. If it'll transform your heart, it'll change what? Everything. Last thing, you ready? Check this out. Last one. Next thing you need to do is not only do you need to what? Speak it out. Not only do you need to check it out. Next thing you need to do is, you ready? You need to walk it out. You say, what do I mean by walk it out? Here's what the Bible says about walking it out. Very simple. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by what? Sight. Now check this out. What is faith? Well, we know Hebrews 11:6 says this. Faith, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For anyone who comes to God must believe he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. All right? So faith is knowing who God is, and he is a rewarder. That has to do with the last part of this. But faith, in essence, is this. Belief plus action plus confidence in him. Because here's the deal. Belief alone will not change your world. Right? The Bible says even the demons in hell believe and tremble. So belief in and of itself won't help you. What you do is you take that belief And from that place of belief, you act. You do something with it. You do something with it. You believe something and you act on it. You respond to it. You move it forward in your heart. You do something. I give the example all the time about when I remember there was a time we were believing for a new car. Believing for a new car. And this may sound silly to you, but to me, I was like, I'm believing for a new car. What can I do as an act of faith to show God I'm serious about a new car? You know what I did? It's going to sound silly. I cleaned my garage. Cleaned my garage out. Why? With that, with the faith of, Lord, here's what I said out of my mouth. Lord, I'm going to clean my garage to make room for my new car. I said that. I'm going to clean. Hey, you don't think this stuff works. Michael's doing it right now. We're working on Michael. We got a 68 Mustang we're restoring. And listen, Dad is still at the point that, you know, like this thing may run at some point in the future of our lives. Michael is like, it's going to run, Dad. When's it going to be done, Dad? He sees us on Street Outlaws on Monday nights. I mean, he done went there, all right? But the truth of the, he's speaking it, he's confessing it, and yet, get this, it would be silly for him to be speaking that and yet not be out in the garage working on it. Can I get a witness in the house? Y'all hear what I'm saying? See, check it out. It's belief combined with action. And in Michael's world, based on the confidence of his dad. But anyway, y'all get what I'm saying? And based on confidence that we are going to do this thing. Where does that belief start? Where is the key ingredient of this? The major ingredient is the first ingredient, which is what? Belief. You believe something. You believe on it. If it just sits on the inside of you, it's dormant. Faith without works is dead, the Bible says. The word dead there doesn't mean like non-existent. It means like it's dormant. It's not doing anything. Most of you have faith. The Bible says if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, be removed and cast in the sea, and it shall be done for you. You have faith. Faith is not your problem. You have belief with action. And I'm going to act on it with confidence that God's going to show up, praise God. Come on, y'all get that? Are you blessed? Did you receive it? Give the Lord a clap offering. Praise God. Let's pray. Good. How many of you believe God is good? Come on, you got. Why do you think when we're at church, I have you say these things? It's not because I need to hear you talk. It's not because I need to hear you. I really don't need to hear. I preached with no one. I preached on TV where there was no crowd. But I would still say, come on, say amen to that. Why would I say those things? Because it's important that you say it so it goes into your heart. When I say, come on, talk to me, it's not because I need to hear your response. Well, sometimes I do. But it's because you need to hear it in your heart. You need to say it in your heart so it transforms your heart. Whenever we pray a prayer of salvation, I tell everybody, say this prayer with me. I believe in your Lord Jesus, that you died and rose from the dead. You know, when we pray that prayer as a whole, why do we say it out loud? We say it so it transforms our heart. Right? There's a reason why we do it the way we do it. There's a reason. Based upon a belief, we combine it with an action and knowing and having confidence in God. Amen?